Good morning and welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. And joining us here today is Elaine Fraze. And Elaine is a professional speaker and farm coach, I believe. Correct, Elaine? Do I have that right?
Yes, I call myself a farm family coach.
Okay. What exactly do you do, first of all?
What I do is listen to families who are going through transition of many kinds to help them get clarity of expectations about the future, certainties of timelines and agreements, and a commitment to action. So I'm a communication and conflict specialist. I'm also a farmer. I'm also a mom, a wife, and the mother to a successor. So I've been a farm family coach certified for the last 15 years, and I've been working with farm families for over 40 years.
Oh, wow. Where are you located?
I'm on mile 16 above the U.S. border, directly north of the International Peace Garden. So your folks in North Dakota will know I'm straight north of Dunseith, North Dakota, and I'm on a certified seed farm. We have a 5,000-acre Fraze family farm and Boys Main Select Seeds business. And so I support the work of our farm, and I also support the work of farm families all across North America. So if people want to work with me, they reach out to me through my website at farmfamilycoach.com and then fill in my key challenge audit and personal profile. And I do my coaching a lot now through Zoom.us, which is video conferencing, or I coach families as I'm speaking in different parts of North America.
Oh, what a great way to do that, too, with the videos.
Mm-hmm. So I also have a YouTube channel. So if people just go to YouTube.com, a lot of farm families are struggling with the fairness issue in transition, and so I have a video called Finding Fairness in Farm Transition, and they can play it with their family and then use that as a discussion starter for their family business meeting.
What are some of the biggest topics that you deal with or are seeing out there?
Well, I'd call it discuss the undiscussable. There's a bull in the middle of the farm, and everybody knows it's there, but they're not willing to grab it by the horns and deal with the issue. So my perspective as a certified coach and trained mediator and conflict person is to help farm families, first of all, see conflict resolution as a business risk management strategy. So I want people to go towards the conflict and embrace it and attack the problem and create solutions without attacking the people on the farm. Because we all know farm families are in two systems. We have our family system, and then we have our business system, and they're very intertwined. And then we also have the non-farming members of the family as well. So I'm a home economist by degree. I trained as an extension county agent way back in the late 70s and 80s. And I just want people to know I have practical tools and a common sense approach to getting them to the table to talk, because, Shauna, talking is the work.
Yeah, it really is. I can imagine emotions can run high in many situations, too.
Yes, and emotions are not something to be afraid of, because my friend Pierrette Rocher, who's a clinical psychologist and farmer in Quebec, Canada, she says 80% of farm decisions are emotional. So I think we're great at producing crops and handling livestock and being on Twitter and being great production specialists. I think now it's time to shift to look at what you're doing on the human resource side and look at what your conflict resolution skills are or are not. And I would say, you asked before the biggest issues. With discuss the undiscussable, it's the biggest issue is procrastination and conflict avoidance. And so I work really hard to keep a place safe and respectful for my families so that they can get clarity, because love does not read minds. And you know, that was then and this is now, because farming is not what it was 5 or 10 years ago. And the next generation is highly skilled and wanting clarity and certainty of equity for their future. And then founders who are like me, I'm 61, I'm a founder. I'm in my third succession plan, Shauna. So it's not something that's ever done. I've done it with my parents, I've done it with my in-laws, and now I'm doing it with my daughter-in-law and my son. So farming is not a straight line. It's a cycle of renewal, and I want families to have the tools they need. So all they have to do is hop on my website at farmfamilycoach.com. It's also elainefraze.com, my name, and there's a free toolkit there that has 19 tools for them to get started with.
Elaine Fraze, a farm family coach based in Manitoba. So great to talk to you today.
Yeah, thanks, and I hope we'll talk again, Shauna.
Stick around. Much more Inside Agriculture is straight ahead. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. This is Ag Central.